Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first, and then you can easily connect with us because we will accept said request. For those of you just tuning in, we just started in the last hour the 30 things to stop doing to yourself, and I have a feeling we're probably not going to get through more than a third of them.
Right.
Given how we have the tendency to go off on tangents and kind of dig in and really discuss these things.
My guess is five. We get to five.
I'm a little more optimistic on this. Let's go and continue down the list. The number one point was to stop spending time with the wrong people. And that's always a great piece of advice. Number two, stop running from your problems. The article over at lifebuzz.com says, face them head on. No, it won't be easy. There is no person in the world capable of flawlessly handling every punch thrown at them. We aren't supposed to be able to instantly solve problems. That's not how we're made. In fact, we're made to get upset, sad, hurt, stumble, and fall. Because that's the whole purpose of living, to face problems, learn, adapt, and solve them over the course of time. This is what ultimately molds us into the person that we become. That's good advice, too. So facing your problems, that's how you can kind of create character rather than running away from your problems. And in fact, life will usually hand you all of the tools that you need to solve whatever the problem is if you're willing to move forward and kind of go into it, charge ahead, so to speak.
Yeah, it's funny, too. I mean, there are problems that do require a lot of introspection and work and effort and really, you know, trudging your way through some hard times. But I just still have these bad habits from growing up in the 1980s when if you just didn't know how to do something or you didn't have the tools for something, you just didn't have them, you know? And now, like, this is wrong, what do I do, is usually at least a place to get a running start. Just typing into Google or Start Page or something. This is my problem. Have you had this problem? You know, what did you do? And you could maybe at least start getting some ideas and really some motivation. Because one of the things that I think stops people from facing things head on or dealing with challenges is they don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't even have the terrain mapped that they need.
Even if you don't start in the right place, your failures will lead you to other ideas, and you can sort of fail your way to success, as it has been said before.
I believe Arnold Schwarzenegger said that, but
I'm sure he wasn't the first person to say that.
Well, the way he said it, the way I think about him is because one is such an obvious metaphor here is bodybuilding. Like, say you want one of those big chests like Arnold Schwarzenegger has. Well, you do these seemingly very strange things, like you take a bar and you put weight on it and you hold it over yourself. It's a bar that if you let it go, it would crush your ribs and your sternum. So it's a weird thing to do. But then you just continuously press it until you fail. And then you get eventually that chest.
Stronger.
So
yeah.
the point is that through resistance, through encountering resistance and fighting resistance, you can grow stronger. And I think life is very much the same way. That it's those kinds of experiences, it's those kinds of challenges that if we can persevere through them, we have a new strength at the end.
You know, although there's so many different examples of kind of the classic story of the author trying to submit a script or submit a manuscript to a publishing company and getting bounced back and told, you suck, kid, cut this, you know, cut it out, and, you know, getting rejected 100 times before that 101st time, you get the exception letter.
Yeah.
Or the acceptance letter. And that's, most people are going to stop after the first few rejections. They're not going to push through. They're not going to keep going.
Yeah.
All the way through time number 100, where they finally make the cut.
It's so funny that you bring up that after I mentioned Arnold Schwarzenegger, because that your story brings to mind Sylvester Stallone.
Did he have a story
like the two 80s Hollywood muscleman guys. Sylvester Stallone, the story, are you familiar with the story behind the movie Rocky?
I don't think so.
But it was really very much that Rocky is kind of down on his luck boxer who perseveres through difficult circumstances and doesn't get to the top You know, because he winds up losing the big fight to Apollo Creed at the end of the movie. Sorry, spoiler alert. He loses at the end. You've all had, what, 36 years? So, yeah, I spoiled it. But he gets a shot, you know? He gets his shot. And it was really Sylvester Stallone's story, who was, you know, down on his luck. He has that kind of thuggish look, the strange voice, the strange face.
He's short.
Yeah, he's short, so he wasn't getting, like, acceptance as an actor or even as a writer, which is what he really did. He was a writer, and he wrote the script for Rocky in, like, a day after, I think, his wife had kicked him out, and he had to sell his dog at a liquor store because he was so broke. And, you know, they said, okay, we'll give you $100,000. I mean, this is a guy who sold his dog for, like, $50 so he could eat. And finally they're like, you know, yeah, we'll give you $100,000, $200,000, some ridiculous amount of money if you're selling your dog, $100,000, $200,000 if we can buy the script. And he says, only if I'm in it. You know, this is my, and they said, absolutely, look at you, listen to you. No way. He wound up selling it for something like $35,000 because they said, you have to, you know, incur the risk with us. Mm-hmm. And you can get points on the back end. You know, that will pay you off the profits of the movie. So the story behind Rocky is incredible. I mean, as far as rejection after rejection after rejection, that it ultimately becomes one of the, it's considered to be, usually it's on the top 100 lists of all-time great movies. So Sylvester Stallone's story is very similar to what you were saying.
Speaking of rejection, Mike Sylvia is on the line with us here. He is also known as State Representative Mike Sylvia, a Free State Project participant who's been elected to the State House. And looks like the marijuana legalization thing died today. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yes, it did. Sadly, we took a little bit of a beating on marijuana legalization and Medicaid
This after it passed the State House, about 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago, and I think that gave the governor time to reinforce her troops, and the speaker got all her soldiers in order. But I think, you know, you got to look to the bright side, look at the struggle going forward. And I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to really suffer in the fall election with what went on this week.
Hmm. Tell me more.
Well, Medicaid expansion. It's a big bill that's going to come due. Unfortunately, not until further down the line. But Obamacare is not particularly popular. Mm-hmm. And the legalization, although, you know, it's tax and regulate, at least it's a sort of voluntary-ish tax, would have brought in a tremendous amount of money. And it's a very popular thing these days.
Now, I was listening to some of the State House audio feed. You can actually listen to whoever it is that's speaking at the moment in the State House through an audio feed. I was listening to the debate this afternoon about this, and there were some very persuasive points made by the pro-legalization side. I thought they did a great job, but obviously not persuasive enough. On the other hand, it's not all over and done with. There is a decrim bill that passed by a veto-proof margin from that very same State House just about a week ago, right? I mean, that's still working.
Yeah, that's going over to the Senate, and that's something we can still work on. And I think the Senate has been somewhat receptive to that one. So that's still got high hopes, and it's very popular, but the governor is setting herself up for a bad time come the fall election. Andrew Hemingway is a supporter of marijuana legalization, and that'll be her competition.
Well, I mean, we don't know for sure, right? Because they're going to have to likely go through a primary. You're talking about one of the Republican candidates. I presume he'll have opposition by somebody. He's kind of the person being touted by some of the people in the Liberty Movement. I don't know much about the guy personally. I know that the former governor candidate, the gubernatorial candidate from the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire, apparently has thrown his support behind him. So I guess that's some indicator of maybe this guy.
Yeah, he seems to be a pretty decent guy.
Okay. Have you met him?
I have not.
I guess we'll find out more about this person over time. I'm actually considering running against the governor in the primary race, Mike.
Ooh, excellent. Fun. You should be good. You'd be great speaking from the floor of the House.
Hey, thanks for the update. Appreciate the inside scoop from the State House floor of New Hampshire, where we need more movers. We need more activists for the Free State Project. Thanks, Mike. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You'll sound like Mike did a moment ago. He was calling on Skype. He sounded like he was sitting in the studio with us.
Yeah.
So you can do that, too. Again, username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It will be accepted. Blockchain.info, the best online Bitcoin wallet. You can go and get one for free right now at blockchain.info. Join millions of other Bitcoin users for this amazing currency that is decentralized, is not controlled by any government, is not controlled by a corporation. It's an open source project. It's the largest financial transaction network known to man. Bitcoin is incredible. If you haven't taken the time to learn about Bitcoin, go and do that at weusecoins.com. And then when you're ready to get your Bitcoin wallet, go to blockchain.info. They've got encryption on their wallets, and the encryption is done in your browser, which means that the blockchain company actually doesn't have access to your money, nor does any government agency, only you. Blockchain.info. Go get your free Bitcoin wallet right now. Blockchain.info. We'll continue when we can the 30 things. This may take us a month of Wednesday shows to get through this. The 30 things to stop doing to yourself. We've got a boatload of calls all of a sudden, so we're going to go to the phones and to the fun. In fact, ladies first, let's go with Katie in Nevada on the amp lines. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hello. Well, okay, I'm on the air now. Yes. This is my first time calling.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So, no, I called in to talk about how I'm actually quite disturbed over in Albuquerque how the police murdered that man for illegally camping. And I saw one video which was censored, and I was kind of like, well, what the heck, you know? And I just couldn't let it go. And then I saw an uncensored video that personnel Alex Jones put on the air. And it was a full video.
Okay, so break it down for me, because all I've seen, Katie, is the headline. I have not seen the video. Brett, I don't know how familiar you are.
I haven't heard anything about this yet.
So break it down for us. What happened?
Well, there were several police, and they all had their guns drawn on him. They even had an officer that had a canine dog. And they were talking to him, and he was basically, the homeless man was also talking to the police, you know, saying that.
Where was this man?
I mean, you have to see it. Huh?
Where did
I don't remember his name.
No, but where did this take place? Was it in the city area?
From the video, it looked like it was in the mountains, in the hill. Like, there was a lot of rock, and he was standing on a hill, and he was basically saying how, he's like, I'm trying to work with you guys, you know, because they all had their guns drawn on him. And he had his stuff on the ground, and he said, I'm gonna come with you guys. Let me get my stuff. So then some officer fires like a warning shot, it sounds, and they shout at him, get down on the ground, and he kind of like flinches and he sees the dog. Now, consistent from the video, it looks like the dog is a good, I want to say 20, maybe 15 feet away, like not that far. And apparently they claimed that he grabbed his knife and that he was going to assault the officer that was holding the dog, but he was nowhere near him. And after they fired the warning shot, next thing you know, they're gunning him down. They're literally gunning him down. They're shooting him down, and they just kill him. And I am just so disturbed, and I'm just like, once he's down, once he's shot, they shoot him again. He's like moving, he's like wiggling on the floor, and I don't know this man, I don't even know his name, but I just, oh my god, I just couldn't believe it. This is a stupid chief of police is like saying that it's justified, that he's threatened what? Like, he was at least 15 feet away, and they just killed him.
Right. What's a man with a knife going to do? I mean, even if he actually had a knife, because the police are claiming he pulled a knife.
Even if he had a knife, like, they're not trained officers. They can't take down a man with a knife, like, seriously.
And even,
you know, they take his life because he didn't get down on the floor. Like, yeah. You're a trained officer. You should be able to handle these situations.
Yeah.
The
other thing, too, is
today.
The other thing, too, even when we think about our own self-defense involving a firearm, like, very rarely, I mean, if I was faced with an attacker who had, you know, even a medium-sized knife, even within 20 feet of me, you know, I'm thinking one shot in the foot, in the leg.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. They could have shot him in the foot. They could have, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I've only been, you know, shooting not too long. And I mean, I don't want to, I mean, I've been practicing, and I'm a pretty good aim. And it's like, if you're a trained officer, I'm sure you're a pretty damn good aim. They mm-hmm. could have. It was just unnecessary. And what makes me even more angry is they claimed that it was justified. I'm like, why aren't people outraged? Like, why aren't people? I don't understand. Like, this is an Albuquerque.
So
like,
I
would have.
If you want, I can speculate here. The reason why people aren't outraged. Some people are, obviously. The people who are critical of the police are certainly passing this story around. That much is true. But the reason why the police can get away with this stuff, especially in this case, is because he's a homeless man.
Right.
The police know that they can pick on homeless people, and there's very few people out there who will actually stand up for homeless people and their rights. They know that in a lot of cases, homeless people in any given area don't necessarily have any family around. Their friends are in a lot of cases limited to other homeless people. These are people who don't have much in the way of resources to defend themselves. Attorneys aren't exactly chomping at the bit to take homeless people on as cases because they're not paying very well. So ultimately, the police know they can be bullies to homeless people and that there's very little consequence. Beyond that, even if it wasn't a homeless person, the police know that they can get away with murder simply by making the claim that they were in fear for their life. That's all they have to do is say they were in fear for their life. This man had a knife, allegedly, right. And or they thought he, even if they think that he has a knife. That's reason enough. Even if it turned out that he didn't have a knife in his property at all, they could say that they thought he was lunging for something. It looked like he was pulling a knife, even if he was pulling his wallet out to get his ID out, as has happened in multiple cases of people being shot to death by the police.
So strange, too, that we see so many of these situations where this defense is used, but from a very early age, like it's just part of our culture and part of our indoctrination that we're supposed to view the police as these brave servants. But again and again and again, we see that
they're cowards.
Any situation, their life, them staying alive and mm-hmm. not being hurt is so much more important than the lives or the well-being of anybody they're supposed to be protecting.
Katie, I share your frustration and I thank you for the call and thanks for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. Thank you again. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got David on the line in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings. Well, yeah, I'm sure glad she called. That was great you talked about that. Yeah, I hear the music coming up. You want to wait over?
Sure. What did you want to talk about tonight, David?
Well, this, that, and the other, but I don't know how much time we got there because I usually go on for at least 20 minutes, right?
Well, I don't think we're going to let you go on for that long unless you're really interesting. But hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, according to the call screening software, wants to talk about the Middle East. We're on the way. This is Free Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here to take your calls about whatever is on your mind. And if we get the chance, we'll continue on with a list of 30 things to stop doing to yourself. Brett predicted we would get through five of them, and it's looking like we may not even get through five.
Yeah, I win. Closest wins.
Yes. I said 10, and I was being very optimistic. But that's okay, because we can take your calls. That is the point of the show, and we will get to them here shortly. Also, want to remind you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. If you haven't seen it yet, there's no excuse not to. It's available for free online in its entirety. You can watch the full feature-length documentary, which stars and was directed and produced by our friend Derek J. Freeman. You may know him from Peace News Now, great show that he does. He was your most popular guest on School Sucks.
Still is.
Yep. So you've seen the movie, I take it.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
So Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, you can go watch it tonight at victimlesscrimespree.com. Again, available for free on YouTube. Also available via DVD. You can get the director's cut with something like 8 hours of bonus footage. Two commentary tracks, so if you want to listen to just Derek J. and his thoughts all by himself, there's one commentary track with just him, and there's another one with him, myself, and editor of the movie, Bo Davis. So go and check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com. And if you've already seen Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, because we're coming up on it, having been, about a year and a half now since it came out, If you've already seen the movie, share it with your friends. Post it up on Facebook and recommend it. Grab the DVD. Have a movie-watching party. Or a viewing, if you will. So we encourage that stuff. In fact, there's actually a version of the movie that you can download from the website that'll allow you to submit the film to your local public access television station. So if you want to, and there's instructions on kind of how to go about doing that. If you want other people who are not in your immediate circle of friends to see this movie, we don't believe in copyright. So that's one of the things that's important when you submit something to a public access channel. it can't have copyrighted content in it.
Right,
It can't, unless it's your copyright, you know, unless it's yours. So we give you full permission to take this movie and display it in whatever ways you want to. So check it out over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go back to David. He's in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live, David. What's on your mind tonight?
Thanks. I wanted to talk about some man and God and law. And as you know, those are the three subjects it's recommended you never talk about. But when you talk about the Middle East, you have to. And I think the last time I called, I mentioned the Saudi Prince Bandar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you about him. Yeah, this guy is still stirring it up. I've even seen news stories as recently as a week ago that's claiming that he's out there doing official duties, even though he's officially retired. Or resigned. So, you know, it was an event that happened like 3 days ago, and it was pending, you know, that he was going to cover it. So,
resigned
from what?
I don't understand this. This guy, he goes by, they called him Bandar Bush because he was like a real close friend of George Bush.
Okay.
But in the organized crime close friend kind of way.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what governments are.
He goes, well, this guy is more like a saboteur that's been in our midst since 1980, or more like 1978.
Saboteur how? What do you mean?
Well, Jimmy Carter used him to negotiate with the Iranians to get the hostages released, and gosh darn it, Bandar screwed that up, and so we've ended up with this enmity with Iran for 40 years. I mean, this guy has cost America vast amounts of money. He spurred military sales through the roof solely because we never negotiated with Iran. And these, you know, Bandar in standard press today, there's no doubt that Bandar is trying to get even with the Iranians. And so he's had it in for the Iranians and cost us for doing it. Thank you. And so Bandar is the guy with Oliver North sneaking the drugs and sneaking the money and sneaking the, Bandar is BCCI in addition.
But all right, BCCI, just so people don't know, you're going a little fast. BCCI is a bank. It's often implicated in a lot of these scandals that are sort of peripheral to U.S. foreign policy. What I'm interested in, so what you're saying is this guy is basically his own special interest, or is he working for anybody? Because, you know, when you talk about Jimmy Carter using him to negotiate the hostage situation in Iran, it was Ronald Reagan who actually finally got the hostages released. And then you mentioned Oliver North, who was also in the Reagan administration or part of the Reagan administration. So is he just like playing all sides against each other, or how does, I'm actually interested
I wouldn't doubt the very last, the playing all sides, because, you know, that's a typical technique of somebody like that. But the idea that they would do it for more like aristocratic, in other words, they're a monarchy. They don't believe in democracies. They don't believe, they would just soon do it because they're a monarchy and they want to get, you know.
Who's they? Saudi Arabia?
Saudi government. Sure. Okay. This guy's a prince. You know, I got your prince. You know, these guys are phonies from the start. They're running around stealing all the tax dollars, using thugs to beat people up, and that's how they claim to be a king. And
well, what's the difference between that and the United States? I mean, it sounds the same to me.
Well,
they don't call themselves princes here, but it still sounds like the same thing. You go around beating people up and you get money from them.
What do you do with your sewage?
What are you talking
about? That's
your
government. You pay for your sewage to be removed, right? So
yeah, and I'm sure there would be somebody who would offer that service in the absence of the state. I was talking about like the federal government level.
Yeah.
It seems the same to me. I mean, there's a bunch of goons they have, and they threaten people, and they beat them up and put them in cages if they don't give them money. That's what they do.
And why are we still dealing with, I mean, that just speaks to like, oh, thank God for government, so our poop goes through pipes filled with water like they did in the Roman Empire, and we can travel in our wheeled carts along, you know, flat paved surfaces like they did in the Roman Empire. You know, people always have this mantra with government, what about the roads? And, you know, one of the things that I say is, what about the roadblocks? the roadblocks to innovate. And I'm not talking about police checkpoints, which is also now a reality. I'm talking about roadblocks to innovation, because when people have monopolies on these so-called services, and bureaucracies and special interests form around them, it crushes innovation. So, yeah, we're still having poop go through pipes, which is kind of old-fashioned, if you ask me. There's probably a better way to deal with that problem, and a cleaner way to deal with that problem. So, yeah, I'm not really sold on the difference between the Saudis and the American regime based on plumbing.
Back to Bandar. Bandar has
we don't want to deal with that. I think we are all right. I will say this. I'm intrigued by your story. I have heard of Prince Bandar, who also goes by Bandar Bush, and I will learn more. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard enough about it personally.
Yeah,
I mean, you can talk on and on and on about some thug around the world. There's all kinds of thugs that we could talk about.
The Ukraine? The Ukraine is Bandar. The Ukraine is problems with Putin. Ukraine is how the Palestinians have been screwed for the last 40, 60 years. This is Bandar. This is these people. And you actually had a question there a little while ago. Where's his status in the Saudi government? Certain of the commentators in the Middle East, I don't know these people personally, but they allude that most of the Saudi princes, and there's about 70 of them, are fat drunks that do doodly squat. And Bandar is just a go-getter among these thugs and sleepy old drunks. So, you know, you got, but they're with endless amounts of money.
Right.
And nowadays they're talking about Al-Qaeda actually owns oil wells. Al-Qaeda. You know, and so the idea that these guys have screwed things up. Bandar has tricked America into going the wrong way for 40 years worth of taxes.
Well, I highly doubt you can blame America's problems on one man, but thank you, David, for your call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bandar bad.
Yeah, I'll learn more. I'm interested. I'm intrigued, but I think it might be a lot of people listening are probably unfamiliar with that whole,
I don't doubt the guy's a bad guy.
He's
in politics.
Yeah,
they're all bad.
Absolutely.
855-450-FREE. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent. You can also join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. We'll get your thoughts in here next on Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything in these remaining moments. Maybe we could sneak your call in if you made it now at 855-450-FREE. But, of course, as things tend to go on Free Talk Live, the phones have gotten busier as the night has gone on here. And we've got a few calls on hold. So if you're on the line, we will do our best to get to you. And you can join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Brett.
Don't forget to check out more of Brett on his website, schoolsucksproject.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, let's go and start with Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hey, how are you, gentlemen?
Hey, Robert, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm really kind of disappointed that they didn't pass a bill over in New Hampshire today with the marijuana. And
yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. I'm also disappointed that that New Hampshire is kind of behind the ball as far as the so-called live free or die state. It's, you know, behind the ball on marijuana reform. It's worse off than all the rest of the New England states. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done. New Hampshire may be the freest of all the 50 states, but there's still a lot of ways that it's not free. And that's why the Free State Project is so important. And that's why we need more people to make the move here who love the ideas of freedom, because this is not going to be a cakewalk. This is not an easy road to get to freedom. There's a lot of people who love the state who will be standing in our way and making it very difficult.
Well, I thought about it, and I pondered on it for a while. And I'm thinking, you know, if I go out and I get drunk, okay, I'm going to get the same kind of effect, head effect, as if I was going to get high with marijuana, true?
I'd say it's a more serious effect if you're drunk.
Yeah, it's more in the long term, more dangerous to your health, for sure. I mean, I don't want to say that marijuana is consequence free always and forever.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the effects of alcohol on people, and even on myself, and it's not good. And you can look at statistics and match them against pot statistics, and it's a huge difference.
They're more likely to get in fights. They're more likely to do something they're going to regret, something stupid, get themselves hurt. There's all kinds of things that happen that are very, very bad. Get sick, alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
You really can't poison yourself with marijuana unless it's moldy, in which case then it's the mold, not the marijuana. And moldy marijuana is more of a byproduct of the black market than it is the fact that it's cannabis. Cannabis, if it's treated right and stored properly, will not go to mold.
Yeah, and one drug is basically a violence drug. It doesn't mean it always results in violence, but you're much more prone to violence on alcohol. And marijuana is more of a relaxing kind of,
anybody that's had experience with both of the drugs can know, they know this stuff. And even many police know this. If you talk to an honest cop, he'll tell you that if he's ever arrested a marijuana user, that they probably haven't really been striking out and lashing out. They haven't probably had to break up a fight between two marijuana users at a club, unlike every Friday and Saturday night, where they're likely being called to fights between drunks at various different clubs and things like that.
Sure.
Robert, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, well, I mean, and that leads me to then why is marijuana a scheduled drug then?
That's an excellent question.
It's a long story.
Yeah, so the short version is marijuana was made illegal in the 1930s because there were certain companies like DuPont that wanted to outlaw competition. The newspaper man at
Hearst.
The time, William Randolph Hearst, wanted to outlaw hemp because it was competitive with the forests that he owned, had an interest in. So it was really more of a protectionist racket than anything else up front, but they came up with all these claims about the drug that they used to demonize it to make it seem bad. The Reefer Madness is kind of the classic example, the movie of the insane lies that were being told about cannabis. And so from there, you, of course, had the escalation of the war on drugs under Richard Nixon, I believe it was, in the late 60s.
Late 60s, and what Nixon believed, or maybe not Nixon directly, but the people who were advising him on the issue, one of the things that they believed was that some of these drugs like marijuana and even some hallucinogens like LSD and mushrooms were causing people to question some of the norms and some of the, the culture and, of course, war, stuff like that. It was very inconvenient for them. So they ramped up the war on drugs because drugs were really tied to the peace movement. And they thought it might have been fueling people's, passion for being anti-war.
Yeah, good excuse to arrest some hippies. Thanks, Robert, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue and go to Whit. Whit is in Paradise Valley. I think that's Arizona. Whit, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I believe in free minds and free markets are two sides of the same coin. In God I trust. And I believe totalitarians wish out loud that people that agree with them, that don't agree with them, should never, ever have the right to speak or be confronted. Whereas the libertarian...
Hello? Hello? Something went really wrong with Whit's phone line there. I'm not sure what it was, but maybe we'll get him back here in a moment. Nathan is on the line in Skype. You're on Free Talk Live. Nathan, in Texas.
I actually met a homeless guy today, and I think an interesting thing about this topic is it's a saying I heard, and I don't remember who said it, but it's look at what the powerful do and how they treat people who are indigent, homeless, and or immigrants, and you'll see that's how they would like to treat you, but are afraid to for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You could say this. You could scale that up to countries without nuclear weapons. I said you could scale that up from individuals, right, when you're talking about how the powerful treat people. You could scale that up to say, how do they wage war in countries that don't have nuclear weapons, in countries that are unable to defend, a country that's unable to defend itself, like Iraq or Afghanistan
war.
Or Vietnam or Panama.
The same way they don't mess with rich people very often when it comes to enforcing the government laws. They're more than happy to pick on homeless people and poor blacks, poor whites, poor Hispanics. But as you move up the economic classes, you are more likely to have attorneys. you may be more likely to know your rights.
Yeah.
And so they don't pick on, you know, they're bullies. They don't pick on the tough marks.
Right, right.
You could also say the same thing about history. I find this interesting because some people discount history and say it doesn't matter, but, you know, it seems to me like it does matter.
Oh, absolutely.
The federal government was willing to confiscate gold in the 1930s, doesn't that mean they might be willing to do it now?
They were willing to lock up Japanese Americans and I think German Americans as well in the 1940s, was it?
Yeah, they were willing to kill like 100,000 plus civilians with the atomic weapons. So, yeah, they're bad.
They've done it before. They can certainly do it again. Nathan, thanks for your call and thoughts here tonight. Let's go to the phone lines unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Jay Noon.
Jay, calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Jay.
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm actually up in Syracuse right now. I was just watching Ron Paul speak.
Oh.
And there was a bunch of people passing out Free Stater stuff up there.
Excellent.
I got some, and I went and passed out a bunch of stuff, and I got on the local news channel up here, Syracuse Channel 9, and I was able to plug the Free State Project a little bit and talk about liberty and, you know, why I was up here to see Ron Paul and stuff.
Fantastic. And how many people were at this event? Where was Ron Paul speaking?
Syracuse University, and it was sold out. I think it said 1,150 people was the capacity of a little building.
That's incredible. So, and would you say what was the crowd? Was it mostly young people because it was a university, or was it a good mix?
Yeah, it was young people, and it was put on by the Young Republican, Syracuse Young Republican something or another.
Great. I am so excited to know that the people behind the Free State, the people involved in the Free State Project were there handing stuff out. That's so important. And Ron Paul would be a great person to just kind of follow around and do a tour, do like an outreach tour of the Free State Project. Just go everywhere Ron Paul goes and hand out Free State Project information to people.
They did get a couple signers. I don't know how many. And there was a lot of interest in the Free State Project. A lot of people, there was probably about 40% of the people that came through were actually interested in it, like really like wanted to check it out, and you know, a lot of the others just kind of kept going.
Especially in a place like New York. It just keeps getting worse there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if only 1% of Ron Paul's fans would join the Free State Project and move this year, we would be very, very much closer to being a whole lot more free.
Absolutely.
I don't think 1% is an unreasonable goal.
No, I think you're right.
Hey, Jay, thanks for the update. I appreciate your call tonight. We're out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, join Brett on his website at schoolsucksproject.com. See you tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time. In the meantime, you'll hear us repeating for the next 21 hours on our live streams at freetalklive.com. Enjoy.
YaoBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. YaoBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, YaoBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Aren't you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Well, stop using their money. There's an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government, and by using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.